Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer. This is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart. God is truly good, and God is on the throne, and God can do anything but fail. He haven't failed you yet. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for our sponsors of Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer. Again, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart. God is truly good, and God is on the throne. Thank God for Shanita Kelly, our realtor, and you can reach her at 443-854-0977. That's Shanita Kelly at 443-854-0977, our broker and realtor licensed in several states. She's a praying woman. She'll help that home that you purchase be a blessing and not a burden, and the sale of your home a blessing and not a burden. Give Shanita Kelly a call today at 443-854-0977. Let her know you heard it here at Power Hour of Prayer. Praise God. Also, Dr. David Gaines, Master Electrician, located at 2103 North Charles Street. Truly a man of God, praying man of God, and there to serve our community. We thank God for you, Dr. David Gaines, serving the community fresh vegetables and fruits throughout COVID season. And he's still helping our community by blessing us with free bread and pastries on Tuesdays. If you would like to see or talk with Dr. David Gaines, we'll even have him pray for you. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles is our master electrician for that natural hairstyle that we have to fight for to wear. Thank you, Jesus, for Dr. David Gaines and our master electricians. And we thank God for Jesus giving us the incentive to wear our hair natural. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Dr. David Gaines, 2103 North Charles Street, 443-449-3631. Also, is a barber on site. But you have to make an appointment. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. And if you'd like to pick up bread and fresh pastry on Tuesday, you need to give him a call today, okay? And you got to pick it up. And again, he's at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Good morning, and God bless you, Dr. David Gaines. We're praying for you and your blessed wife. Also, don't forget about our man of God, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore, 21206. Thank God. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, 5126 Bel Air Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. Give him a call today if you stand in need of his services at 410-327-3100. That's Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, 5126 Bel Air Road. He's there for you and your family during the transition of your loved one. 410-327-3100. Let him know you heard it here at the Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. We are excited about so many things are going on. God is truly blessing us. We're getting ready for so many dynamic events coming up. And we thank God for you, you, and you, all of our intercessory prayer warriors praying all around the world. Don't forget to send us your praise reports, your prayer requests at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Yes, send us your praise reports, prayer requests. We are praying 24 hours around the clock. Praise God. 24 hours around the clock. Yes, we are. Always praying. Thank you, God, for our intercessory prayer warriors that are praying without ceasing. Yes, we are. We are praying without ceasing 24 hours around the clock. Don't forget about our grief and loss class on Fridays, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and our board-certified class in our stress management class, Thursday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., okay? 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., our stress master's class. If you would like to become a stress master, certified stress master, you need to give me a call at 410-233-2942 to become a certified stress master. And yes, there's a fee, a small fee. And we have the board certified, we have the grief and loss coaches. If you'd like to become a grief and loss coach, give me a call at 410-233-2942. If you'd like to just listen in on the classes and listen and learn and obtain knowledge, you could do that. Praise God, you could do that by listening in. But you need to give me a call at 410-233-2942, and I'll give you the conference call number. But again, those who would like to become stress masters, call in on Thursdays. Call me first. Let me know what you're going to call in, okay? All right. That's 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursday, Stress Masters class, only 1 hour, not taking up too much of your time. And then we have the grief and loss coaches class on Friday, 7 to 8, in the comfort of your home. Amen. Isn't that a blessing? So if you desire to become a stress master, give me a call at 410-233-2942. If I'm not available, leave your name, a message, and your phone number so I can get back with you and give you the proper number to call for the classes, okay? So again, give Chief Apostle Bishop Stewart a call at 410-233-2942 for the stress master's class on Thursday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., or the grief and loss coach Friday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. God is truly good, and God is doing some awesome, awesome things. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Evangelist Janet Griffith will be ordained as elder on October, praise God. Yes, October, she's going to be ordained as an elder. She's been faithful for over 20 years doing the work of God, maybe more. And we thank God, now evangelist, soon to be elder, woman of God, directed by God, led by God, and has plenty of teaching and training. Studied the Word of God. She studied the Word of God to show herself approved unto God. Men and women of God, we got to study the Word of God. Amen. You need to get into a good Bible study. Yes. Study the Word of God. And didn't even the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? Yes, some of us need to know how to pray. Okay, we're doing a prayer for offering. We do a prayer for offering. We're doing a prayer at altar call. We do a prayer for altar call. We're doing a prayer for individual and their needs. We do that prayer. The disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Glory be to God. So we're here. You have to have a teachable spirit as men and women of God. You got to be receptive to the Word of God. You got to meditate on the Word of God. We got to give God some time. We give everybody else and everything else time, but when it comes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we don't have time. But I want you to pray and ask the Lord to lead and direct you into a good Bible study. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for those that are attending Sunday school. That's a blessing. And pray and ask God to send you into the proper church where you can learn the Word of God, so you can study under somebody that's living according to the Word of God. Amen. I know people that know all them scriptures, and they can quote them and tell you where to find them in the Bible, but they're not living their life. I want to study under somebody that's living according to the Word of God, not any old living any old kind of trashy, filthy way, cussing and gossiping, whoremongering, lying. I'm not going to study under you. No, I'm not. God has given us the gift of discernment, men and women of God. Ask God to lead you to someone that's living the life. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. That's who you want to study under. And we know that we are not all perfect. Okay, we know that. But in the midst of not being perfect, we don't live any old kind of life. Gossiping, lying, and stealing, and backbiting. My God, my God, my God. Judgment day is coming, y'all. I want you to know that. Judgment day is coming. Oh, now, we're going to get into our praise and worship. Again, we just want to thank God for all of you that are listening in, all of you that are celebrating birthdays, all of you that are living according to the word of God, all of you that are paying your offerings and tithes. Yes, very, very important that you pay your offerings and tithes. Thank you, God. It's not for the man or woman of God. It's for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. And you can't afford not to pay your tithes. I've heard people say, I can't afford to pay tithes. Let me tell you one thing. You can't afford not to pay your tithes. You pay your tithes, God is going to work on your behalf. Yes, he is. God is going to work on your behalf. When you tithe, thank you, God. When you tithe, pay your tithes and your offerings unto the Lord. Thank you, God. Give up something. Give up something. I know you get tired your time, and I thank God for that, too. That's a blessing. But when it comes to our money, we start acting kind of funny. It's not God's money. It's not your money. It's God's money. It's God's money. He's allowing you to have that retirement money. He's allowing you to have that job. He's allowing you to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Amen? So don't get hung up saying, I can't afford to tithe. You can't afford not to tithe and pay your offerings for the glory and upbuilding of the kingdom of God. And we want you to know that this ministry bless many, many people. Yes, we do. And we will continue to bless people that stand in need. Glory be to God. Many of you that are listening, we have been a blessing to you. Tied and went to other ministries, and we still bless you back. Now, how many churches going to bless you financially, and you've left their church and went to other churches? Uh-huh. We still bless individuals that have left our ministry. Because we know that God is in charge, not us. God is making a way out of no way. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God is speaking this morning, not me. Pay your tithes and your offerings. Be a blessing to others. Thank you, God. Bless someone that's standing in need of money to pay their, buy their medication. Amen. Someone in your family. Yes, someone right in your family. Cations. Be a blessing to them. Glory be to God. And God is taking care of you. Yes, he is. Nobody but God. It's not your retirement check. It's not your Social Security check. It's not your job. God is taking care of you. Hallelujah. Even those that receive SSI. Even though they receive a check from Department of Social Services, God is still making a way out of no way. You will suffer no lack when you help upbuild the kingdom of God. And we are ministry that's dedicated to the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Many have solicited prayers from us, and we are praying for you without ceasing. We're committed to doing what God has told us to do. We're not bragging on us. We're bragging on God. Yes, he is a miracle worker. Let us go into our praise and worship for this morning. Tell someone to tune into Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour Prayer, Tuesdays through Saturdays. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Didn't he change Al Green? Yes, he can. Change him. He can change you. Amen. Here he is. Thank you, God.
If you're broken down, Jesus is ready. Oh, yeah. Don't let yourself down. Say it again, you've got a frame.
Not here I come. He is ready. He's just waiting on you. Yes, he is. It's all about Jesus, not about me. It's not about you. Thank you, God, blessing us to wake up early in the morning to praise you, glorify you, and magnify you. Get our minds off the cares and the worries of the world. Focus on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, early in the morning. I heard someone say, oh, it's too early. Really? He woke you up? Still breathing? To see a little bit? Eyesight may be a little bit dim for some of us. But he's still working miracles. And I want you to know this. You don't have to wait until Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, Sunday morning, 9 o'clock to work a miracle. He can work a miracle early in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Early in the morning, you can rise up and say, thank you, God. Thank you for blessing me, keeping my home intact. Thank you for keeping me safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my education. Thank you for my clothing. Thank you for my loved ones that are still in the land of the living. Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to let you know I appreciate you. I want to let you know that I magnify you. I want you to know I trust you. Thank you, God, for sending your precious son, Jesus Christ, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I'm going to magnify you. I'm going to give you the glory and the honor on this day. I thank you for my mother. Some of you still have your mom and your dad still in the land of living. Thank him and praise him. And honor thy mother and thy father that thy days may be long upon this earth. All of the, our youth that are listening. Yes, we have young people that are listening. I want you to know this morning, those that are getting ready for school, they told me they listen, turn on, dial the number and listen. Yes, God, for young people giving up your precious time this morning to hear what thus says the Lord. We are praying for you. We thank you for those that are in school, in colleges, and universities. Nobody but the hand of God. And you give God the glory and the honor for allowing you to be accepted into a college or university. Thank God that he's given you a vision to study. Hallelujah. But I want you to know this morning, we got to put God first before we talk to anyone else. Put God first. Wake up this morning, you are a blessing. God has created you to be a blessing. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. He's blessing you right now. Get that in your spirit before you ask for anything. You thank and praise God and glorify God and magnify God. And watch your life change. Don't be selfish with your prayers. Some of us always pray about things that we want. Things that we want to happen for us. We have to think about how good God is and what he's doing and what he will continue to do in our lives. So don't be selfish with your prayers. Glory be to God. People are suffering, have lost their homes. Yes. Look at those countries where everything is gone. So my dear sisters and brothers, we can't complain. But you know what? We can, but I won't complain. When we look at those individuals in Iraq, wars are still going on. I won't complain. Stop being selfish with your prayers. Send some prayers up to someone else. Thank you, God. You may say, oh, but Bishop Stewart, you don't know what I'm going through. I don't need to know. God knows. God knows. God knows. And he answers our prayers. Yes, he does. Yes. No. Wait. You're not ready. He answers your prayer. Now, if you continue to ask for that cookie, and mama told you not to eat that cookie, wait till after dinner, you may have to suffer the consequences. Be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. Be careful what you pray for. You just might get it. And don't pray to be like nobody else. You don't know what that individual was going through, what they have gone through, and what they're going to go through. Don't pray to be like someone else. When God created you, he created you in his image. So let the Lord lead and direct your path. We thank God for the mentors. We thank God for the spiritual men and women of God. We appreciate them. But we're going to put God first. Mm-hmm. We're going to seek the Lord first. And pray for the gift of discernment, my dear ones. Everybody that's standing there with their hand out don't need a handout. I want you to know that. Pray and ask God for that gift of discernment. Everybody that's standing with their hand out don't need a handout. Let's go to our psalm of protection. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart of Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Thank God for you. Over 64,000 listeners, prayer warriors. We thank God all around the world. We're not playing. Yes, we are worldwide. Yes, we have intercessory prayer warriors praying all over the world. Yes, we are international prayer faith ministries. Yes, we are anointed Women United for Christ in prayer. Thank you, God. If you notice that each one of those ministries have the word of prayer in it, we're called to pray without ceasing. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be what? Thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, and nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Your God's got a reward for the wicked. You ain't got to worry about nothing. God's going to take care of them, and he's going to do it right. Thank you, God. This right here in Psalm 91, verse 8, only with thine eyes should I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Let God take care of them, not you. And don't pray, I'm going to wait and see what God is going to do with them. No, you don't. You may be lying in your sick bed, waiting to see what God is going to do with somebody. Don't pray that prayer. You pray for those that despitefully use you. Pray for their salvation, that they accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And forgive and move on. I know you're not going to forget what they've done to you, but you can forgive. Why? Because Christ has forgiven us. Somebody said, oh, no, Bishop Stewart, I'll never forgive what he or she did to me. Well, you're asking Christ to forgive you of your sins. Watch out. Watch out. Judgment Day is coming. Thank you, God. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. God is sending angels your way. Watch how you entertain strangers. There may be angels in disguise. And I believe in angels. God has sent many angels my way. And I thank God for my angels of protection, my angels of healing, my angels of mercy and grace. God is sending angels your way, my dear ones. There's nothing spooky about angels. God's angels. We know there was an angel that disobeyed God. Didn't he sit him down? Sit him all the way down. All the way down to hell. But God has sent you angels of protection, angels of mercy, angels of grace, angels that are obedient to the word of God, that's not trying to outdo God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God for your angels that are obedient to you and to your word. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Not some of their ways, but in all your ways. It says in Psalm 91, he shall give his angels charge over thee. Isn't that awesome? He shall give his angels charge over thee. The angels. God is giving his angels charge over you and me. Get that in your spirit. Be careful how you entertain strangers. Maybe an angel in disguise. God will not lie. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the young lion and dragon shalt thou trample on the feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He will never leave you nor forsake you. God has not forgotten about you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You might have made some wrong choices in your life. And you already know that. God already knew what choices you're going to make. So he's that kind of God. He's not going to force himself on you, make you do certain things. He gives us a choice. You made some wrong decisions. You made some wrong choices. But Christ will forgive us of our sins. Yes, he will. Just cry out to him. Lord, forgive me. I don't want to live that life any longer. I don't want to hang with those people. I don't want to use those curse words. I want to be obedient to you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for blessing someone right now that's having an experience like they've never had before. Someone behind the prison walls. Thank you for listening in. Yes. You are now a brand new creature in Christ. You accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You ask him to forgive you of your sins. And yes, he will forgive you and wipe your slate clean. Don't go back there again. Don't go back again. He's setting you free. He's setting you free from that invisible prison. Then he'll open the doors and allow you to walk out. Thank you, God. For the prison being a place of worship. Glory be to God. Worshiping our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's being blessed this morning. Somebody's being healed this morning. Somebody's being delivered this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. He shall call upon my name and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. Somebody need to be delivered this morning from alcohol, from drugs, from substance abuse, from the use of prescription drugs, using them illegally. God is delivering you from pornography, homosexuality, lying, stealing, backbiting. God is delivering you from that jealous Jezebel spirit. God is delivering you. Thank you, God, right now. Thank you, God, for deliverance in the air. Thank you, God. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Thank you, Jesus. Get that in your spirit. Thank you, God. God is a God that could do anything but fail. All things are possible to those who believe. Playing church is over. Playing church is over. It's about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Stop. Stop trying to impress other people. Give your life to Christ. Surrender to him. He wants all of you. Thank you, God. All of you. People have been in the church for 25, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years and still not saved. Still not born again. Don't act surprised. They're just church folk. Going because it's traditional to go to church on Sunday. Going because it's traditional to go to Bible study on Wednesday. Listening to it over the conference call. Listening to church service by Zoom. Doing it because it's a tradition. You got to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Thank you, God. Someone just accepted him. Receive him in your heart. Believe that you are now a brand new creature in Christ. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new in your life from this day forward. Believe that he suffered, died, and bled on the cross for your sins, past, present, and future. A personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Begin to pray. Study the word. Meditate on his word. Thank you, God. He died on that cross for you and me. He could have came down from the cross, but he didn't. Thank you, Jesus, for being obedient to our Lord and Savior. Thank you, God, for being obedient to your Father. We thank you right now, Father God. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be from trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and do what? Show him. Show him my salvation. And I want you to know this morning that salvation is free. Don't cost you nothing. You don't have to write a check for salvation. You don't have to write a check to be born again. It's free. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Thank you, God. Jesus paid it all. You can't pay your way into heaven. No, you cannot. Jesus paid it all. I want you to get that in your spirit this morning. Thank you, God. We will talk about how confession has brought healings to individuals for the time that we have. And we're going to do prayer. Yes, we are. Along with speaking words of release for and to those people in your world, along with speaking words that you are released, another healthy form of release is the act of confessing. Confessing. Some of you are Catholic. You confess to the priest. Some of you confess to your pastor, another minister, maybe the deacon of the church or the trustee of the church. Or you may confess to a friend that you trust. The Bible spoke of this as an act of repentance. An unhappy married man had a series of affairs with other women. And in the mounting frustration, family was hospitalized. Neither his health nor his state of mind improved until he confessed his severe unhappiness to a minister who had the wisdom to release him from his mistakes by saying to him, "Do not condemn yourself for your unhappy marriage, for the affairs you entered into with other women, or for your present illness. You did the best you knew at your level of understanding." Individuals are doing the best that they know at their level of understanding. Get that in your spirit. A lot of times we just can't quite understand, why is she or he doing that? They're doing the best they know at their level of understanding. I want you to know this morning, release it all. Let it go. And let God show you the way out of your dilemma. Whatever you're involved in this morning, I want you to release it all. Let it go. And let God show you the way out of your dilemma. They then prayed together prayers of release for everyone involved in the marital mix-up of the past and present, and asked for forgiveness of the sins of all involved. So lots of times, it's not you by yourself. Other folk are involved with what you're doing. You got to ask God to release you and all of those that's involved, and forgive you of the sins, and forgive those that's involved with what you're doing of their sins. With that act of prayer, the unhappy man cried tears of relief, and his healing began. Ask God to forgive you and to forgive others of your sins. I don't need to know what your sin is this morning. You know what it is, and God knows. Later, he and his wife were reconciled. Isn't that God? Their marriage became happier than ever before. And he went on to business success, such as he had never known. Once you release and confess, God will work miracles in your life. But only after confession, in which a wise spiritual counselor did not condemn his sins, but prayed with him for his release from them therein. Pray and ask God to release you, and do it with a heartfelt desire to be released. It is an established fact that people who go regularly to a church confessional rarely end up on a psychiatrist's couch or in a mental hospital. So potent is confession as a form of relief and release from life's problems. If no priest, minister, or trusted friend is available to hear you or hear your confession, and many ministers have neither the training nor the spiritual or emotional understanding for it, so be careful to whom you can trust. Be careful, my dear ones. Someone will say, well, you should know better. Watch out. Go directly to God with your confession. Talk directly to God as a loving Father who cares. You may wish to do this on your knees in a formal act of prayer. If you cannot get on your knees, it's okay. You're confessing to God. Thank you, Jesus. The wife of a brilliant corporation lawyer became an alcoholic, and no amount of treatment or therapy seemed to help. After 3 years of searching for healing in countless ways, one night, this troubled woman realized that not once in those 3 years had she prayed directly to God. You've gone here. You've gone there. You've talked to your pastor. You've talked to your friends. You've talked to the deacon. You've talked to the trustee. Talked to the minister. But never talked directly to God. Ask him for help. Take it to the Lord in prayer. It's good to have someone here on earth to talk to. Yes, it is. And someone you could trust. Yes, God has sent people in our path that we could trust, that we could talk to, and that's a blessing. But you need to go to God directly for yourself before you go to anyone else. Thank you, Jesus. Getting down on her knees in formal prayer, she confessed, oh, God, what can I do? Help me to conquer this habit. I've tried, but nothing has helped. I am lying or laying. Don't lie to God. Don't lie to God. Put it down on Sunday and on Monday. You're doing the same thing. I am lying or laying this burden on you. Somebody's been lying to God. You need to stop it. You need to just stop it right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you will stop lying to God. Lay your burdens down at the feet of our Father. Only you can save me, God. Only you, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, suffered, died, and bled on the cross of my sins. Man can't save you. I don't care how much you love your pastor, your bishop, your apostle, your priest. Your rabbi. Man can't save you. Only God. Only you know what is best, God. Thank you, Jesus. Suddenly she felt God's presence enfolding her as an indescribable warmth and love, a feeling of peace. Then came a desire for drinking was gone. Some of you need to be delivered this morning, and God can do it. Not the pastor, not the priest, not the evangelist, not the pope. Only God can do it. God's word said in Psalm 37, he will give you the desires of your heart. Thank you, God. Yes, he will. By the time she rose from her knees, she never needed a drink again. Simple confession directly to God and prayer had gone from her quickly what no amount of expensive therapy, treatment had been able to do for her in 3 years of searching. She proved what statistics show, that far more people are still healed through prayer and spiritual methods than through all other methods of healing combined. Thank you, God. Nobody but God. You do not always hear about these spiritual healings because people wisely keep quiet about them, knowing that what is sacred should often remain secret. Another simple, satisfying method for confessing your sins directly to God, write them out honestly and fully, leaving out nothing, then placing your hands on your written confession. Pray, asking God's help and forgiveness. Finally, give thanks for cleansing of those mistakes. The forgiving love of Jesus Christ now sets me free from mistakes of the past and from the results of mistakes of the past. I face the future wise, free, and unafraid. I face the future wise, free, and unafraid. A real soul cleansing will take place, and you will be freed of the precious guilt and condemnation that had kept you emotionally bound to the past. God don't want you to be emotionally bound to your sins of the past. He has came to set you free. Your last act should be destroy your confession and rejoice in your freedom. He has set you free. If you would like to have a copy of this prayer, I want you to write to me. Don't call me. I'm going to give you an assignment. Write to me for this prayer. Didn't the disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? He gave them the model prayer. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229, and ask for a copy of this prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's being healed this morning. Somebody's being set free this morning. Somebody's being delivered this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you for deliverance right now for my dear ones that's under the sound of my voice. We thank you right now, Father God, because you've set them free. You have released them from their past sins. We have released them. And we thank you, Father, right now that they'll no longer look back, but look forward. Walk into their deliverance right now and their healing. We thank you for delivering someone under the sound of my voice. You know they are. I don't have to call out your name. You have been healed and set free and delivered. You're no longer a church man or a church woman. You are a man of God. You are a woman of God. God has delivered you this morning. Thank you, God. He has set you free.
You ought to shout hallelujah and praise him and glorify him and magnify him. Give God the praise, the honor, and the glory while you have an opportunity. And I want you to know this morning, tomorrow, we're going to talk about getting release from others. Yes, there's some people that you need to be released from. Uh-huh. Everybody's not going to heaven. I want you to know that right now. You need to be released from some people, some places, and some things. You need to let those folk go. They don't understand you. They don't understand God. God's ways are not our ways. Thank you, Jesus. We need to be sold out to the Almighty Living God. We're sold out to everything else but God. But God is speaking this morning, my dear ones. Tomorrow, tune in at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. And I decree and declare that God will set you free, that God will heal you, that God will make a way out of no way. Protect our individuals, Father God, as they go on to their jobs this morning, our children as they go to schools, colleges, universities, daycares, preschool. Protect our children, Father God, from the firing of the weapons, the illegal weapons that are firing in the streets. Protect our loved ones, husbands and wives, nieces and nephews, grandchildren and great-grandchildren, our great-grandmothers and grandfathers. Protect us, Father God, our friends, our church family. Protect them as they walk the streets, Father God, in their prescriptive neighborhoods, in the cities, in the counties. We know that you came to give us life and give us life more abundantly. And, Father, we thank you right now for that life that you spared us to see another day. We thank you, Father God. I decree and declare that you are released by the hand of the Almighty Living God. Don't walk in fear. Walk in the blessings of our Almighty God. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. Keep your focus on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Allow God to use you this morning on your job, in your home, in your neighborhood. And we speak blessings into your life right now. We're fighting a battle. Yes, we are. He said it wasn't going to be easy, but God is with you every step of the way. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We pray for those that are going through surgery this morning. We pray for someone that's standing in need of a healing that the doctors don't know what to do. We pray for those that's been affected by COVID, that, Father God, you will heal them. We pray over our medication on a daily basis, that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. You told us to pray without ceasing, and we are being obedient to the word of God. We thank you right now that we have intercessory prayer warriors that are praying 24 hours around the clock. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send us your prayer requests, your praise reports. We'll place them on our altar of prayer. We know that God is able. We know that God can do anything but fail. And he hasn't failed you yet, my dear ones. God has not forgotten about you. Those that's behind the prison walls, God has not forgotten about you. Those that are innocent, God has not forgotten about you. You hold on to God's unchanging hand and pray for those that are guilty, that they will surrender and give their life to Jesus Christ. We're praying without ceasing. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Walk in the peace and love of Jesus Christ. Receive your healing today. Receive your deliverance today. God is moving. Our God is not standing still. And he loves you. What a friend you have in Jesus. Yes, you do have a friend in Jesus. Thank you, God, for sending your ministering angels all around us today, in our homes, our schools, our jobs, as we walk, as we drive. Bless our police officers, our military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine. Bless our military, those that have given up their lives to protect us from seen and unseen danger. Touch our sheriffs, our patrol officers. Be with them and guide them and lead them. We pray for our President of the United States. Touch his mind, body, spirit, and soul. His wife, Dr. Jill Biden. Bless Carmela and her husband, our Vice President. Members of Congress. Touch their minds, their spirits, and their souls. governors and our mayors. We found the answer. We learned how to pray. Tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour of Prayer. We found the answer. Final answer, pray without ceasing. God bless you. Tune again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour of Prayer. God bless you real good.